Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Christianity teaches that the church is the house of God. I can make the same point by saying the Gentiles teach that the church is the house of the Lord, the house of God. Of course, that is not true. The church is not the house of the Lord. It was never the intent that the church be the house of the Lord, the living God. The Christian church is not the temple of the Lord, neither is any synagogue or mosque. You, your body, is not the temple of God. Your body is not the house of the living God. Yet the Gentiles, being deceivers, would have you to think and believe the church is the Lord's house. The Christian church deliberately tells and teaches lies. That is, the Christian ministers deliberately tell and teach lies. They deliberately misrepresent, they deliberately misteach and mislead. I say to you, now, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In the preceding episode, I answered clearly and concisely the question set in Exodus 13:14, which asks, what is this, or what is the AVB, AVB is the building of God. It is the house of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. And that house of God is the court of God. It is where God, the judge of all the earth, conducts his business of judging the people. It is written in the book of the law, Isaiah, or section Isaiah 26, verse 9, in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. That statement is said to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Things that have come to pass. Lamentations 2, verse 16. The day long looked for has come. Let me read this. Certainly, this is the day we have waited for thee. The statements, certainly this is the day that we looked for. And I have that, Lamentations 2:16, and the verse Isaiah 26:8, where it is said to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, we have waited for thee. Long looked for has come. Per Malachi 3, verse 1, the Lord has come to his temple. You all should know that the name of the Lord is Tommy L. Hart. The Lord has come to his temple, per Malachi 3, verse 1, that have come to pass. Per Habakkuk 2, verse 21, the Lord is in his holy temple. Acts 7:48 says this, the Most High dwelleth not with hands. I expressed last time that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, dwells in the house of the living God, and that house of the living God is in the form of a book, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. The Lord dwells in his holy temple. Per Revelation 11, verse 19, the temple of God is open. And remember that the temple is the house of the living God. The temple of God is open. And the statement reads, the temple of God is open in heaven. Per Isaiah 26, verse 8, things that have come to pass, the Lord has come. The Lord who they waited for has come. He has come to his holy temple. I read moments ago the state to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, we have waited for thee. The Lord who they waited for has come. First Psalm 91, verse 1, God has made known the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 27:5, God has revealed the secret of his tabernacle. Per Revelation 15:8, no man has entered into the temple. No man was able to enter the temple and of the house of God. I, Tommy L. Hart, have done that which the AVB, Matthew 19:26, says, with men is impossible. Having entered the temple, I have done a thing Luke 18:26 labels as being impossible with men, but possible with, remember, the AVB in 1 Corinthians says about me and about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that he does the work of, he does the work belonging to the Lord. Only God can do the work set aside for the Lord. Here I want to read Revelation. And I'm turning to it now. And that statement says this. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, listen, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. I say to you, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. That's Revelation 21, verse 23. Now, this. In the statement, Revelation 21, 3, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, with there is used in the sense men have the tabernacle of God in their possession. Two, with there in the statement means also through the agency or work of. Agency or work of men. Therefore, the statement reads, behold, the tabernacle of God is through the agency or work of men. The tabernacle of God is through the work of men. I've told you before that God, anything that is in the Bible, that meaning this, the writing of the Bible is done by men. And just let it go with that. The writing of the Bible is done by men. In the Bible, I have told you that men call upon God to come. Men profess in the Bible at the time of the writing of the Bible that they do not know God. They call upon God to come, upon God in the scriptures to come, and when he comes to this earth to make himself known, they demand of God that he comes in the form of a human being, a man. So in the Bible, this is very important because the church teaches you that God is not the author of Scripture. God is the object of Scripture, many Scriptures. He is the object in that men call upon him God to perform certain specific activities. So, behold, the tabernacle through the work, the agency of men. Now, moving on. The house of the court. I have been about the business of setting my house in order. Per 2 Kings 20, verse 1, says to me, the Lord God, set thine house in order. At my coming, I found my house to be in a state of disorder. Therefore, I am commanded to set my house in order. First Corinthians 14:33 says this, God is not the author of confusion. I said moments ago, God is not the author of Scripture, and he is not. I am not the author of Scripture. The crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible is in a confused state. Confused state. Therefore, again, the word says to me, set thine house in order. That is, the things that are, it means just what it says, the things in the Bible, the things in the house of God, the house of the living God, B-A-V-B, where God dwells in and spends considerable time in, things are out of order. Set those things that are out of order in order. Set thine house in order. And that is what I have been doing. Setting things right. Setting things in order. Arranging things. All things at my coming were in disarray. I have gathered all things. I have arranged. I have properly arranged all things. All things are in order. All things are ready. The law is another thing that was out of order. I have arranged the law that it has order now. You can hear the law and all things as well by tuning in to Lawmaster's archives. And you should do that. That wealth of information there in Lawmaster's archives is for you. It's for your learning. Remember, you are under the law, which I read, which I have read on this program. And make sure you read the last reading of the law in Lawmaster's archives. The last reading. Just like you should read, make sure you get the last reading of all things. Lawmaster's archives. A wealth of information there for your learning and for your good. So, I have been about the business of setting my house in order. Genesis 31:37 asks this, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? I made the statement that the Lord has come to his temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. So I am asked, having come to and entered into the temple of the Lord, what have found? These are some of the things I have found in the temple of the Lord, the house of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. I have found the law. The law that is mentioned in Psalm 19, verse 7, which says about the law of the Lord is perfect. I have found the law. Remember the statement I gave you the last time that says, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord? That's what I've done. Another thing I have found is all things. I have found all things in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord, I have found power. Psalm 62:11 says, power belongs to God. That's the law, people. Power belongs to God. God has power to judge. God has power to convict sinners, power to sentence sinners. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The law does not speak of an imaginary God. The law speaks of a real God having real power. I have found all these are important things, important documents. The Gentiles' covenant. I have found it, and I have found it in the house of the Lord, which is the house of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. I have found the Gentiles' covenant, the people's covenant. I have found the knowledge of God. Proverbs speaks about finding the knowledge of God. Matthew, the book, says, seek and ye shall find. I have found all these things in the house of the living God, the temple of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I have found sins committed, knowledge of sins committed by the Gentiles. I have found damning evidence against Christianity, the Christian church, the Christian ministers, from the papacy on down, damning evidence. I have found the place of judgment. I have found belonging to God. Listen, I have found in the temple of the Lord, the house of the living God, the call for God. Remember I said men in the Bible call upon God to come to this earth in the form of a man. I have found that document in the house of the living God, the temple of the Lord. I have also found promises men made to God. And these promises are put in the law. They are a part of the law of the Lord. The promises men have made to God. It is now time for the men, for the people, the Gentiles, to fulfill their promises made to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. It is time. It is the time for the promise to be fulfilled. It is time for the covenant to be fulfilled. In the covenant, the Gentiles have said they will serve the Lord when he comes. Well, I have come and I have informed the people of my coming. It is time for the covenant to be fulfilled. It is time for the promises to be fulfilled. I have found status. I have found authority. I have found counsel and instructions. I've found a quorum. I have found hard questions, but not only hard questions, but I've found the answers to the hard questions, all found in the house of the living God, the temple of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And that house of God is in the form of a book. And the name of the book is the Authorized Church Bible. Also, I have found praises, praises of God. Men praising God. I have found that in the house of the living God, the temple of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. All those more I have found in the house of God, the temple of the Lord. The judge who is the temple of the Lord who is judge of all the earth, and his name is Tommy L. Hart. Yes, I have been about the business of setting my house in order, things in the house in order, getting ready to do the work and business of the Lord. And I pointed out clearly the last time that God is the judge, and I shall be getting about the business of judging. Join me next time.